God's grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for the sermon is from the gospel reading just read, and in particular, these words of Jesus. Verse 4, Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household." Today we hear that we're led to repentance, recognizing that we're not always so ready to welcome Jesus in our lives, but he still comes to us. He still comes to us to give us forgiveness, mercy, and to bestow on us the victory over death. Today we, for the last couple of days, have heard a lot of talk of victory, of our nation's heritage, and today we celebrate the 4th of July. Yesterday, my family went to a parade. We saw friends. Some of y'all probably had picnics, and it's good for us to do these things. It's good for us to recognize that our freedom in this world is a fragile gift, that we should appreciate it, we should give thanks to it, we should honor those who teach us this, and also honor those who fought for it. In particular, we remember in the parade, we recognize the VFW, we recognize other veterans and the people who support them. One way we show our appreciation for this freedom given to us by God is by honoring those who serve in the military. We even have holidays for them. We give special benefits to them because they were willing to give their life for our freedom. But unfortunately, this is not always the case. There are times in our nation's history and the world when soldiers are not welcomed when they do come home. Today, our reading from Mark is such a circumstance. Today, in the gospel, according to St. Mark, we hear about Jesus' homecoming. Jesus comes to his own hometown, to his own family, and you heard what the reaction was. Mark says the people were astonished at his preaching. Now, this isn't a good astonished, but this is more like the astonishment we heard over these last 2 weeks about the condo collapse in Florida. We were astonished that there were maybe even warning signs. They heard Jesus preaching, and they were astonished at him. And they said, "Who does this guy think he is?" What the hometown hero preached wasn't appreciated. He wasn't welcomed back. He wasn't believed. The main thing that Jesus wanted people to hear was rejected. This is why Jesus says he's a prophet with no honor in his own hometown. In addition, in the Gospel of John writes it this way. He says, "The light has come into the world, but men loved the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil." But Jesus, like returning soldiers, they're not always looking for parades or holidays in their honor. Most returning soldiers, if you ask them, they just want to be respected as any other person who's done a good job. Well, Jesus, too, when he's coming to his hometown, he isn't looking for an earthly throne. He's not looking for riches, but he is desiring that the people would believe what he preaches and what he's come to do. But instead of receiving him as one who's going to fight for their eternal freedom, Jesus is rejected. A soldier who has come to fight. And on whose behalf is he fighting? The very people who were astonished at him. The very people who reject him. And now Jesus isn't surprised. He doesn't sit back and say, "Oh my goodness, I never thought this would happen." No, Jesus knows he's going to be rejected. And this is the very reason why Jesus goes to the house of God, to the synagogue, to preach. Even though he is hated, rejected, This is why he keeps coming back to us, to call us back to him, for his word to enter into our ears, for us to grasp on to the promises of forgiveness and eternal life, to give us strength for our battles, to give us strength against the battles against our sins, and even to strengthen us for the sins that others commit against us. Look and see in our reading today where Jesus goes and what he's doing. He goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he teaches. The Sabbath day was the day the people are to rest, but this is not a day of rest for Jesus. The Sabbath was made for man, not for God. And he begins to teach. He is here to do battle. Jesus is waging war against the forces of sin and death that have invaded his creation. And this is one front of the war. The preached word must go out. And so this soldier, the soldier of God, is using the weapons of God. He goes forth and he begins pushing back against sin and sickness and demons. You would think the soldier would be welcomed. You would think the people would rally behind him. Yes, Jesus, go, Jesus. We love your word. We rejoice with your teachings. But that isn't what they did. They despised him. And why? Because of one little word. Repent. They despised him because he called them to repentance. Now, we all love a God who gives us what we want when we want it. It's fine for Jesus to do miracles and to heal people. That's a battle we can all get behind. But what does Jesus say to make him public enemy number one, even in his own hometown? He pointed out that these people were fighting on the side of the enemy, the devil. And Jesus dared to call them to repent. That was just too far, Jesus. You are welcome to be part of our world just so long as you do what we want you to do. Just don't make me repent my favorite sins. The most glaring sin that we sinners are faced with in today's reading is our sin of pride. Isn't it the case that most people realize that when it comes to bodily healing, well, we recognize how hopeless we are at healing ourselves? We swallow our pride, and we go to the doctor, and we confess what's wrong. What I mean is that when it comes to healing in our body, when we become sick, this is when we realize how much we need from outside of ourselves. We gladly submit to a doctor when we realize we are sick. Just tell me what I need, doc. We submit ourselves to being treated, even at great expense to our pocketbooks. However, when Jesus desires people to realize they're spiritually sick, how much they need outside help, there's not just silence and deaf ears, but downright hostility. Why was that? Why is that even among ourselves? Why is it so difficult for us to confess even to one another? It's because of our pride. Jesus was calling his own townspeople to confess that they were sick inside. The healings and the chasing out of the demons, those were a manifestation of the reality that all of us face. They saw him heal people, but they did not want to acknowledge that they were just as sick. And neither do we. But you, dear Christian, are in need of outside healing. That we need healing each and every day, because without God's life-giving word, which battles against our sinful nature and evil, without God's word, we're dead on the battlefield. dead not just for the battle, but forever. And we'll be that way if we close our ears to his word. And this is the importance of God's word entering your ears and taking root in your life. The devil is fighting against you. You're in a battle. It's just so often we distract ourselves, we don't even realize it. Not only are we in a battle, but when you sin, when you fight, when you become indifferent to God's word, there's no neutrality. You can't just sit in the middle and say, I'm going to watch how this works out. When you do that, you are fighting on the side of the devil. Whether it is losing your temper just this last week, or your willingness to quickly point out the faults of others, yet a word of encouragement is far from your lips. Yes, we take offense at Jesus' words to repent. Would Jesus be without honor among us? Would we be astonished at Jesus? Well, one way to answer that question is to ask ourselves, who have we given our ears and attention to? Have we reflected on God's word as much as we let television or social media influence us? Our world, more recently, has confessed the truth, really, of what television and social media is. In the last couple of years, we've come to know them as influencers. Finally, the truth is out. Everyone is trying to influence you. Now, there is some good, don't get me wrong, but the world that comes to you through your earbuds and social media, YouTube, it's rarely neutral. But everyone is trying to influence you. Is your house a place where Jesus is the chief influencer? Do you pray his word together with your spouse? And do you encourage one another in this? Or do we take offense at Jesus' word? Well, the right answer is yes. Yes, Jesus would be without honor among us because we're sinners, because of our pride. Jesus would stand among us here today and call us to repent of our favorite sins, and we would react just like the townspeople did. If not today, maybe tomorrow or the next. Who do you think you are, Jesus? You're not the influencer we want. We have, each and every one of us, rejected Jesus as our hometown hero. He's walked by in the parade and we've turned our back. When he was on the cross, winning victory, he was spit upon. He was thought to be nothing. He is our brother, and yet we treat his word as something that is boring. Something for when we have time. Because we aren't willing to suffer the embarrassment of the truth of his word. But you see, dear Christian, this is why today's reading is so important. Because who does Jesus come to? Who does Jesus seek out? God's mercy is that he keeps coming to you. He calls you by his word to repent, to examine your lives, to slow down. He reaches out to you by his Holy Spirit to heal you spiritually. Even today, he calls you. This is the mercy of God, that he comes to those who don't deserve him, and his word is preached. His word is taught. Even in your ears this morning, the mercy of God is that he sends his word to be preached even amongst the most undeserving, even for those who might not always appreciate it. Jesus comes to those who don't deserve him. He brings his word to win the battle. Yet, there's still an urgency among us, that we don't keep turning away from his word. We should turn away from sin, to turn away from doubt and anxiety. The call to us is to not end up like his hometown, who rejected this warrior's return home. For our brother Jesus, he's gone to the cross. He's fought all of the battles for you, and he continues to walk alongside you. He has ended the battle with the devil on the cross. He's removed all your sins as if you had never sinned at all. He has clothed you by the waters of baptism with his pure and precious blood. He has descended into hell, and there he paraded around the devil, showing his victory. And then he marched right out of the grave. He has returned to his heavenly Father, and now, as you see, he sent his disciples out preaching and teaching, and he sends preachers and teachers to you. He is with us. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. He told his disciples, "Whoever hears you, hears me." Jesus' word is still among us. Today, as you hear his word, he comes to you with mercy. So do not neglect to repent and believe that God sent his only Son to die on your behalf, that you would receive him in faith, and that every Sunday it's a parade, not just for us to watch, not for us to receive candy thrown from a float, but to receive the gifts of God that he places on your mouth, on your tongue, and in your lips, that victorious blood of Jesus, the body of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, to heal you. We come every Sunday because Jesus is here, victorious. And the other side of that is too, yes, we come here to receive, but we also come here to honor him, because we need him. Now, sure, some people will think we're silly for believing that Jesus can do what his word says, that Jesus is still with us, just as the people rejected Jesus, even when he did miracles. So too, you will be rejected for the sake of the gospel. But this is only the last desperate gasps of a defeated enemy, the devil, trying to convince you that the battle is lost. But Jesus has won, and he continues to win. Even when the battle seems far gone, even when there seems to be no hope, there is hope. You have Jesus. So don't miss the hometown heroes parade, because he comes to bring you with him, and he will gather us all on that last day. You'll see with your eyes what you've beheld by faith all these years. And now may that peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.